With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. is set to loosen its fuel economy rules, reversing another Biden-era policy that had been expected to lead to increased purchase of electric cars. President Trump says he's rolling back Biden-era fuel economy standards designed to lower tailpipe emissions.
These policies forced automakers to build cars using expensive technologies that drove up costs, drove up prices, and made the car much worse. The action is expected to save the typical consumer at least $1,000 off the price of a new car, and we think substantially more than that.
White House officials said the prior standards were not realistically achievable and were driving up costs for buyers. Lawsuits are in the works by families of the victims of that UPS cargo jet crash in Louisville. Attorney Bradley Cosgrove, representing two of the victims killed on the ground in the UPS cargo plane crash in Kentucky, tells WHAS 11 News the defects in the plane should have grounded it before it crashed.
We think that those would have been long-standing defects that should have been found and fixed long before this aged aircraft was continued to be pressed to its max by UPS over and over and over with more than 21,000 cycles under its belt.
A University of Oklahoma instructor has been placed on leave after a student complained about receiving a failing grade on a paper. The student, Samantha Fulnecki, argued that her paper, which used the Bible to claim that belief in multiple genders is demonic, was unfairly graded. This incident is part of a broader debate over academic freedom on college campuses. On Wall Street, the Dow by 408 points. This is SRN News. The U.S. will no longer commemorate World AIDS Day, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
President Trump has instructed federal offices to stop spending taxpayer dollars on the event, which has come to be seen as something that promotes the LGBT agenda. The administration says it will continue helping in the global fight against the disease, but will skip the commemorative aspects. Before winning his second term, the president vowed to stop spending money on promoting the LGBT agenda after hearing from many angry constituents. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Texas law that takes effect Thursday is designed to keep males out of female restrooms in certain government-owned buildings and schools. Republicans worked for more than a decade to pass the bathroom bill, which requires people to use the restroom, shower, or changing room matching their actual biological sex. The bill doesn't include any specific guidelines for enforcement. This is SRN News. Delta Airlines estimates it lost $200 million due to the longest government shutdown on record. Bob Agnew reports.
The shutdown began October 1st and caused long delays and historic flight cancellations at major airports. The FAA issued an emergency order requiring airlines to cancel up to 6% of domestic flights as more air traffic controllers called out of work, citing stress and the need to take on-site jobs. CEO Ed Bastian says refunds increased and bookings slowed during the 43-day shutdown, leading to a loss of about 25 cents a share. Bob Agnew reporting.
Steve Cropper, who co-wrote classic songs including Sitting on the Dock of the Bay and In the Midnight Hour, during his years playing guitar at the legendary Stax Records in Memphis, has died. He was 84 years old. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.